Ivana's Tzaddik.
Achal Truma Tahira, but if what he was ate was Truma Tahira, then Meshalem Chulin Tahirin, then he has to pay back with Chulin Tahirin. Shilim Chulin Tmeim, and if he paid back with Chulin Tmeim, so Sum Chuzoimer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Veshagik Tashlum of Tashlumin, if it was unintentional, he thought it was Tahirin, but it wasn't, so then the Tashlumin is valid, but Mazid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumin, and if it was Mazid, then it's worth nothing. The Chachamim say, Bein B'Shege, Bein B'Mezid, whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally, Tassum of Tassum, the Tassum is valid, it is considered, will have the status of Truma, the Chozer Meshalem, but he has to pay extra Chulin Tahirin as well as compensation. So, says the Mishnah, V'Hachad Midaraisa Tassum Mali Yehave, if what he gave as a repayment back was Midaraisa considered a valid Truma, right? Sumchus is saying, we're saying that it was a valid, the Chachamim is saying that it is a valid Truma. The I Mekadesh Bu Koyin Isha Tafsu LaKiddushi, and therefore we see that if the Koyin were to actually use it to be Mekadesh a woman, then the Kiddushin would be effective, i.e. it does become his property, like the Truma. Rabbanan come and say, no, ain't Tashlumin, Tashlum of Tashlumin. The Tashlumin is not Tashlumin, according to Sumchus, that it's not Tashlumin. V'kashrinan Eishas Ish La Alma, and then we're going to... We're going to go permit the Ishes Ish to the Alma. So Rashi says, "V'hachad mideraisa tashlumin malia ninu the chulin tmei nami ruuyin liyos kodesh." K'de Rabbi Eloi le'el. We learned yesterday from Rabbi Eloi minayin. From where do I know that truma tmeya is a valid truma for even truma mideraisa? So we learned that from the fact that it says ben toiv ben rav from even from rav to toiv that it is a valid truma. So when he took from the truma tmeya midoy rice, it's good, and we're now going to come and say that it's not going to be a good truma. So then what's going to happen? The kohen's going to go and betroth the woman for this, but if it's not truma, then it's not his, and therefore it's not going to be a valid kiddushin. And we're going to come and we're going to say it's not a valid kiddushin, and we're going to go permit this woman to get married because of the drabon and takana. Midoy rice, it's a good truma, and therefore it's the kiddushin is valid, and the rabbanu are going to come and say it's not truma, and therefore it's not a good kiddushin, and we're going to go let him get married. But midoy raisa, she's married to the kohen with that truma, because midoy raisa it is truma. So my ain tashlum. So it says the gemara reinterprets my ain tashlum of tashlumin. What does it mean that the tashlumin is not tashlumin? The ka'amar Rabbi Meir, the boy lemeheder shlumei chulin tahirin. It doesn't mean that what he gave is not Tashlumin to the extent that what he gave does not become truma. No, what he gave does become truma. But it means that it's not good enough that he has to also pay back with chulin tahirin in addition. Ihachi, sumchas hain rabbanan. If that's the case, then what's the difference between sumchas and the rabbanan? That's what the rabbanan is saying. The rabbanan say tashlumin tashlumin, but he has to be choizer and give from the chulin tahirin. So how is sumchas different? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ika, Kansu Shegeg Ato Mezid Ika Benayi. You're right, but the only difference is that whereas Sumchus says that we give this knas of having to repay with extra chulin tahirin is only given if he gave the chulin tmein b'mezid, but if it was b'shegeg we don't. But the Chachamim Kansin and Shegeg Ato Mezid, they say that even if it was b'shegeg he has to give it back. Okay. So what we're saying now effectively is this, the Rabbanan is not being oiker deiraisa. Because midoraisa we are saying it is valid truma, that it is valid truma. And it's a knas that he also has to give him chulin. Okay. So Toshma will learn another proof from another Mishnah Psachim. Mishnah Psachim says, Dam shenitma v'zarku b'shoigeg hurza. So if you have blood from a korban which was thrown onto the Mizbeach and it was had become tamei, if it was thrown on b'shoigeg, then hurza is valid and it affects the kapara for the bailim. B'mezid loy hurza, but if it was done intentionally, meaning the kohen knew that the carbon had become tamei, and he now throws the blood on anyway, so then loy hurza, then it's not going to affect the kapara for the bailim. B'hacha, but midoy raisa tzui meratze, but really, we know that midoy raisa, it even in a case of mezid, it will be mechaper. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, Ama tzitz meratze, and what does the tzitz atone for of the Kohen Gadol? Al adam v'al abasov v'al achelev shenitma. that it atones for blood or the meat of the korban or the chalev which was offered that had become tamei, bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezid, whether it was put on intentionally or unintentionally, bein b'oines, bein b'rotzin, whether it was with one's will or was against their will, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, whether it was on behalf of a korban yachid or a korban tzibur. And comes over midoraisa, it's a valid carbon and it's miskaper for the bailim, meaning it was a valid carbon. So they don't have to bring a new carbon because they had a valid carbon, even though it was tamei, but the tzitz is going to be meratza. Comes along the Rabbanan in the Mishnah that we just quoted and said that if it was bemezid, so then loy hurtza. The Rabbanan are going to come along and they're going to say, Rabbanan loy hurtza, and they're going to say that it's not good. And therefore, what's going to be the extension? That it was not a valid carbon for the people bringing it, whatever reason they had to bring the carbon. They're going to come bring a new carbon because the Rabbanan says it's not good. And what they're going to bring, midoy raisa, they don't have to bring. And therefore, they're bringing chulin into the azara because they're not mechuyev to bring this carbon as the kapara, and they're going to shecht and they're going to put it onto the to the mizbeach with the kavana that it should be for the kapara. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, you can't bring me a proof from here that the Rabbanan are mafkia d'oraisa, but Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, my loy hurtza, what does it mean, loy hurtza? When the Chachamim said loy hurtza, the Ka'amar lahatir basa b'achila, it means that you're not allowed to, then we're saying that the Bailim are not allowed to eat from the carbon, but the carbon is oiler, meaning the Bailim are not going to bring a new carbon in such a case. So we're not going to be bringing chulin la'azara, so they're not uprooting a deiraisa. We're just saying that you're not allowed to eat it. Ava bailim miskapru, but the bailim do get the kapara. Boy. You are creating. Is there an isur to create noisar? Is only, I mean, in such a case? The noisar, you're not allowed to eat the carbon.
What do you say? What do you say? Who comes first? Because you might be able to eat it.
Correct, you're right.
So, deer. How do you know? Maybe the person will eat it. Why not say? Why not have a
Kumtoda? Okay. Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll see Rashi addresses. Yeah, Sheva Tase. Rashi is going to give that answer in a moment. Okay, but says the Gemara, soif, but at the end of the matter, you're saying that you can't eat this meat. Uchsiv, and it says, va'achlu atem asher kupar bahem, that you will eat it, the ones who are becoming mukhaper eat from it. What does it mean? They're not eating from it, but rather that the kapara of the bailim is totally on the eating of the koinim have to eat it. So Amalei, he says sheval tasa shiny, that the rabbanan, and we know this, when the rabbanan are mafkia deraisa in a way sheval tasa, so then they have that koyach to be able to do it, meaning they're not uprooting it by you doing actively something, you're just not eating it, it's the deraisa is being passively ignored. So says Rashi over here, nav akira sheval tasa, therefore it's not an akira. He, because akira means that you are actively uprooting the mitzvah. Kagoyin achilas basar, asehi, it's a positive mitzvah to eat from the meat. V'amar Rabbanan shev al teichal, and the Rabbanan is saying, don't eat it. So lav akira b'yadayim, and therefore it's not actively uprooting the eating. Who elam emela hi mi'akra, it happens automatically. By you saying you're not allowed to eat it, so then the mitzvah's asay goes away by itself. Aval truma, but with regards to truma, to come aloi asav aloi klum, when they say you've done nothing, mafkas lachulin akira mamishi, then that's an active akira, because you're now taking this out from being truma and from chulin. Okay, so says the Gemara. So Amar, another proof. Amar lei. He said to Rav Chista, said to Rava, "Boy, leisoivcha, that if you want, I'll come and I'll bring you the proof from the refutation from the challenge from these cases. Aro, Haza, the Ismal, Sadin, Betzitzis, the Kifsi Atzeres, the Shoifer, the Lulav. So if you're looking at all these cases, what's the case of an Aro? So it says Rashi in Aro that says in Psachim, Hapoirish mina Ola." If you have a ger who becomes a convert on Erev Pesach, we don't count him in the part of the group for the... Yeah? So Beis Hillel says it's a gezeira because maybe he'll become Tommy the following year, and then he'll come and say that just as last year I was able to eat from it, and so to... on the day of my tefillah. So, so too on the next year, I'll come to be able to eat from it as well. But he won't know that it's different. Okay. So what do we see? That the gezeirah d'rabbanan is mevatel this guy from eating the korban pesach, even though he's a proper ger and he's kosher and he's yisrael after the tefillah. He doesn't have to wait till the end of the day. But midrabbanan, we made a gezeirah on him, and that gezeirah takes him out from eating the carbon pesa, which is a deraisa. What is hazah? Similarly, so hazah is only a shvus, says Rashi, is only rabbinically forbidden, like Allah b'Shabbos, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Ela isurim, if you were to sprinkle the efer para aduma on a guy on Shabbos, so it would only be an isur derabanan. And if we're talking about on Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, you're going to be mevatel him from eating the carbon pesach because you're not going to sprinkle on him. So he's still tameh. So we see that the not sprinkling, which is only a shvus midrabanan, is oiker the achilas pesach. Similarly with regards to an Ismail, so we know if you have a bris, which is to be formed on Shabbos, and you have a din on a carmelus, or you have an area which you can't carry only midrabanan, we say that you can't bring the blade for the bris milah through the carmelus. So we see that the takana midrabanan, not carrying in a carmelus or carpet or whatever it is, uproots the deraisa of doing b'yoyim hashmini bris on the 8th day. What is sadin betzitzis? So midrabanan, we know that if you're wearing a linen garment, so you put on tzitzis with wool, right? And the Rabbanan came along and they say that you cannot wear it because it was Gezeirah Atuksus Laila, as Gemara Menachos brings, and therefore we're worried that you would come to wear it in a time when you're not chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore you would be violating wearing wool and linen together because it's now it's a Ksus Laila. The Kivsei Atzeres, similarly with regards to the Kivsei Atzeres, it says Rashi says, Lo kibalti mirabosai. I don't have a tradition from my teachers as to what this case is. He says, "Kach nir beinai." This is what it appears to me. Mekasher adaver sheshana b'tosefta. We learned in the tosefta ma'isel masechta beya b'gemara perik sheni. Kivsei atzeres the two rams, which the sheep, which were brought as the offering on Shavuos. Sheshachton shloi lishman. If they were sacrificed not for the intention, proper intention of being the korban for Shavuos, hadam yizarek, you still sprinkle the blood. Ba'abasa yachel, and you can eat the meat. That all karbanos which were not done for their intended shame are still kosher, but they're like a shlamim. Ela shaloi alu lebailim the shame choiva. It's not brought. You're not yoy to the choiva of whatever it is. Very henke shlamim d'alma. They're like stam shlamim that you brought. Im ha'isa Shabbos. If it was Shabbos shechal atzeres b'Shabbos, that it was on Shabbos. V'nitna Shabbos lidachos etzel lishman. And
if it was lishma, then
of course you could do it. You can bring a carbon. He made the mistake. He brought it not for its reason. So then, lo yizrek, you're not allowed to sprinkle its blood for whatever reason. There is some isur derabanan of sprinkling the blood onto mizbeach when it's not part of the avoda. And if you did it, it is valid. Since sprinkling the blood is only forbidden midrabanan, who k'deshanin and hasam shiny shvus to Shabbos. That a shvus is on Shabbos is different. Ketani lo yizrek, and we say that you shouldn't sprinkle it. Va'akra shvus drabanan, and this shvus drabanan not sprinkling the blood is going to be mevato gimu ase, three positive mitzvahs, because we're saying it is a valid karbon midoy raisa, right? It's not valid for the shnei kvasim, but it's valid for shlamim, and you're being mevato the zrikas dam, va'aktaris a murim and offering up the pat from it, u'da'achilis basar and the eating of the meat. Ela sheva al tasa shiny. So all of these cases will say sheva al tasa is different. What is the case of shofar and lulav? So that is the fact that on Shabbos we don't take the blow the shofar and we don't take the lulav because of gzeirah d'rabbah, and the gzeirah d'rabbah is mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of the shofar and the lulav on the yom rishon. So hashta the shiny son sheva al tasa. The gemara answers once we've already got the answer that a sheva al tasa is different when they're not actively moy miaker who. Kulu nami sheval tase ninu. All of these cases are also in a way of sheval tase, meaning they're not actively uprooting it. They're giving a gzeir for a side reason, and therefore it's being mevatel mitzvah essay mimela, and therefore that's why the rabbanon are able to be goyzer. But in the case where it's kumva assay, we don't have a proof that the rabbanon are able to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa. So tashma, let's learn another proof. Eilav tishmun. Afilo emelach aver al achas mekol mitzvah shebetera. So it says that you should listen to him, that the shofar tasheyia b'yamei mahem. Sorry, it's talking about a Navi. You should listen to the Navi. You should listen to him. Even if he tells you to be over a mitzvah d'oraisa, like Eliyahu bar Akamel, Eliyahu and Akamel told them to build a bama, even though at that time you weren't able to bring a korban outside of the Mishkan. But nonetheless, they were. He was a Hiras Shah. He let them build in Har Kamel to make the challenge with the Koyani Baal. Hakol, so it says Gemara, Hakol fishal, depending on what the needs of the time is. Shamala, you have to listen to him. That's what it means. Ve'ilav tishmo. Shiny hasam. So Gemara says that's different. That's not a case of being oker deraisa dichsev, because we have a pasuk in itself in the Torah which says elav tishmo, and you have to listen to him. So let's learn out from there that you also have to listen to the rabbanon, to the chachamim. Migda milsa shiny. He says that in a case of breaching a fence is different. So in here there was a rampant avodah zara, so therefore it was a hirah shah that Eliyahu was able to come and to be Migdar Milsa. And from this we learned that to be Migdar Milsa, Chachamim do have a koyach to be able to be Oikah Doraisa, but not in a standard case. So we still need a proof. Toshma, it says, Bitloi Mavuto. So Bitloi says that Rashi, that if a Baal sends his get to his wife, and then before it comes to her, or if he sent a shliach to her, and he says that the get that I've sent is batal, so then it is going to be batal. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this is a view of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Eina yachol levatloi loy lahosiv al tanoi." That no, once he sent it with a shliach, he's not allowed to cancel out the get, and he's not allowed to add any conditions to the get. If he's giving it al tanoi, he can't start making a tanoi. It's only a get if she's going to give me 200 zuz. In Kain, if so, makoyach based in Yafa. Vahacha, we see that the koyach is based in his yafa. Vahacha, midoraisa batal get. The midoraisa the get is batal if he does make a tnai. Umishum makoyach based in kasharin and eshes ishla alma. And yet comes along Shimon Gamliel and says that no, he's not allowed to be mevatal it. In which case, what are you going to be doing? You are going to be permitting an eshes ishla alma, because midorabana we're going to say it is a valid get, but midoraisa it's not a valid get, and she's now going to get married. So we see the rabbana have the koyach to mevatal an isu deraisa even away of kumva ase, because she's now going to go get married. Says the Gemara, "Man de mekadesh adai to the rabbanu mekadesh." You can't be improved from here because we have a klal. When a person does kiddushin, he does it adai to the rabbanan, v'afkinu rabbanu lekiddushin. And in this type of case, the rabbanan mevatel the kiddushin because he only did the kiddushin al das and what the rabbanan will say. So in this case, the rabbanan have the koyach to be mevatel the kiddushin. But you can't learn from this a general rule that the rabbanan have the ability to mevatel a deraisa in a way of kum v'ase. Amale Ravina l'Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, "Ateinach the kaddish bekaspa." If he's mekadesh with money, I understand why you could say that a dait to the rabban can take it away, because hefker based in hefker, and therefore the mafre they'll say the tabas wasn't his, the ring wasn't his, we give it to someone else, and therefore because the ring was not his, it's not a valid kiddushin. Aval kaddish bebi, if he is mekadesh through bia, what can the rabbanon take away? How can they? What's a dait to the rabbanon? My ikalameimer, what are you going to tell me? So says the Gemara. You could say with the
shtar is the same thing. It was because we kaddish with the shtar, the rabbanon got the koyach to be mevatel.
Correct. But the beer, it's his das. What he has in mind, I'm doing beer for the shame of kiddushin. What are rabbanon going to say? Says in Gemara, shavu rabbanon lebilas lebilas nus. So the chachamim have the ability to consider his beer as beer's nus. Meaning, because man did mekadesh adait the rabbanon mekadesh, so he had his kavana here. But his kavana was not to do it the shame kiddushin. His kavana is to do whatever the rabbis say. When he's having relations with her for the purpose of kiddushin, his kavan is to do whatever the rabbis say that will affect the kiddushin, because the rabbis say it affects kiddushin. And therefore, if the rabbanan come and they say that it wasn't the shame kiddushin, that it was the shame znus ba'alma, so therefore they're able to be mafkir even the bia. So we still don't have a proof. Toshma, Amr Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shamaiti, based in Makin v'Einshin Shalom Min HaTorah, that the Beis Din have the ability to give malchus and punish people, even execute people, Shalom Min HaTorah, not following the regular principles of the Torah. V'loy lavay adivrei Torah, el laso siag l'Torah, and they can only override the laws of the Torah to make a siag, a protection for the Torah. There was a story of a person, Shirach alasus b'Shabbos, he was riding a horse on Shabbos b'mei Yevanim, and they brought him to the Beis Din and they executed him. Now, riding an animal on Shabbos is only a shvus, is only a midrabanan. You're not allowed to ride the behemoth because you might pluck off a zemoira, a branch to ride it. And yet we see that they execute him, which is a deraisa, shvichus damim. So loy mipnei sheroy lekach, and it's not because he himself deserved it, because it was only a drabanan, he deserved makas mardus. It was necessary at the time, like we saw before, the Migdar Milsa is allowed, and there was obviously rampant Chilul Shabbos at that time, and therefore, to make their point and strengthen their case, they executed this guy. There was another story with a person, he had relations with his wife out in public underneath a fig tree, and they gave him Malkus, and it was not because he deserved it. but rather Elisha Shatzrich Lekach. There was necessary at the time because it was rampant immorality at the time. Prutzin Ba'avera says the Gemara, you still can't bring me a proof from here that the Rabbanon can go override a Deiraisa because Migdah Milsa Shani, we've already said that to fence a breach is a different case. That the Rabbanon do have a koyach to do. And we learn that out from, by extension, from Elav Tishmon to listen to the Navi like Eliyahu. Correct.
Enabling him therefore to only marry Mamzeres when he may not be a Mamzeres.
Correct. And he's not allowed to marry Mamzeres. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't have a proof where's the koyach to do that.
Correct. And all of these things, Shevatas is different, and all we don't have a proof. So the loy zeh. Okay, now that's it. We left off without a proof. Now we have to go back to Shmuel's answer. And what was Shmuel's answer? That he's not allowed to marry Mamzeres, only Mamzer Drabanan. Right? So therefore that's why they're not violating. Okay, and Metamila. Then the Mishnah said that neither the first or the second husband, even if they were koyanim, they're not allowed to become tamei from Minalan. It says Kim l'sheira akarav elav, that he can only become tamei for the relative to him. And it says she'ero zo ishto, who is that? That's his wife. Uchsiv, and it also says lo yitama ba b'amav lehechaloi, that a person cannot become to the one who profanes him. So therefore I learn out from these two psukim, there is a husband who is allowed to become tamei, a kohen who can become tamei for his wife. There is a husband who can't become tamei for the wife. So how is that? So if it's ishtei kshera that he's allowed to, and we want him to be married to her, then he's allowed to become tamei. But if she's possible to him, and therefore we don't want them to remain married together, such as in this case where she's not allowed to be married to the second or the first husband, so then we say that the Torah says that he's not allowed to become Tommy for her. And neither of them is able to be zoiche if she finds anything. Time am I, what's the reason? What is the reason why that the findings of a wife belong to her husband? In order that it should not create a lack of shalom bias in the home. She's going to find things and keep them for herself. So that's not a nice thing, and therefore we're worried about it. So hacha over here, tehevele eva. The eva, let there be more and more lack of shalom bias because we don't want them to stay married. They're not allowed to. And therefore, you know, we'll make it uncomfortable. With Maisi Adair, similarly, we said that neither of them is entitled to her handiwork. Time am I, I'm the Rabban and Maisi Adair Labayla. Why did the Rabbanan say that the Maisi Adair, the handiwork that she makes, belongs to her husband? Really, Midoy Raisa belongs to her. If a woman has a job on the side and she works, that money belongs to her. But why did the Rabbanan say it goes to her husband? Mishum de ka'achlam azaini, it's in exchange. He's feeding her, he's paying for her upkeep. And therefore, whatever she earns has to go to him. But hacha kivin mezoni leisla, we've already said in this case she doesn't get mezonis from either of the two husbands. So therefore, maisi yadeh lav didei, therefore the maisi yadeh do not belong to her because it's not an exchange for mezonis, and therefore it remains with her. Beloy mefin the derea, and neither am allowed to undo her vows. Time am I, what's the reason? Amar Rachmana baal mefer kadesh loy tizgana, what is the reason why the Baal has the ability to be mefer and then undo the nadarim of his wife so that she should not become maguna to him? She's going to say, I'm not going to eat this and I'm not going to eat that. So if it's inu nefesh, so then, or like I'm not going to, Rashi says, I'm not going to bathe and I'm not going to put jewelry on, etc. So therefore, hacha tizgana v'tizgana. No, here we want it to be unpleasing and repulsive to him. Let it be repulsive at tizgana, let it be more repulsive. Haisa bas yisrael nifsalim in akuna, if she was a bas yisrael, she is possible from the puzzle to a kohen pshita, and we said that she's not allowed to eat the truma. So pshita, obviously she's forbidden to a kohen because she's a zoina. She had a adultery. Her first husband was still alive, so that's why she's also a kohen. Bas Levi min a meiser itzrichale. So says the Gemara that no, we need to bring the case that if she's a bas Levi, then she is not allowed to eat from the truma. Why? Ubat Levi min a meiser mi mifsala. Does she become possible from the truma biznus just because she had znus? A bas koyen, we understand, becomes possible because of znus, but because of a bas Levi, v'atanya, we learn Leviya shenishpas. If it was a Leviya and she got captive, or she never labila znus, or she was involved in an immoral relations that would render her a zayna. Noisin la meiser v'ichela, she is allowed to eat meiser. Amrav sheishes knasa, that over here it's a knas because she should have made a check for her husband, and therefore because it's a serious avera of Eishes Ish, so we give her a knas that even she's levi, she's not allowed to eat the meiser. Oh, yeah.